features, and benefits. That's what you sell, right? Let's talk about this. Hello, my friends. My name is Mace Harf, and I want to welcome you to this episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. Let's get into it. So many reps, when they're out in the field, they get in front of a customer, what do? They start rattling them off. Rattling what off? You know, features and benefits. Feature, benefit, feature, benefit, feature, benefit. Now, if you've had good sales training, you may have heard that you never describe a feature without also describing the associated benefit. You've probably heard that. You're a professional. I know you have. But I'm going to shoot that down just a little bit. By all means, if you have to bring up a feature, you definitely want to talk about the benefits, because people don't buy features, they buy benefits. But here's the thing about features and benefits. Your customers, especially in healthcare, oh gosh, healthcare customers, they don't buy all of the features and benefits that you have. Now, you might think they're great. You might look at your product and say, hey, you know, this is a friggin' awesome product. I mean, feature benefit. We've got the best features and benefits of anything on the market. Here is the problem with that. If all you're doing is talking features and benefits, you may be killing the sale. I know, hard to believe. How could you kill the sale by talking features and benefits? Here's how. Not all features and benefits resonate with your customers. In fact, probably a minority of all the features and benefits that you have do. Why is that? Because there is a lot of similarities between similar products. So a lot of the features and benefits that you have with your product, the customer is already experiencing with whatever he or she is using. So for example, if they already have a feature and benefit with what they're using, and you mention that feature and benefit, in their mind, they're saying, okay, I already have that. And if you have a whole litany of these, let's say you rattle off 10 features and benefits, and for 7 of them, they're saying, I already have this. Is that a positive or a negative? Well, for the most part, it's a positive, because if these features and benefits are important, it's a positive. But here's where it's a negative. If they are already equating the same features and benefits that they have with their product as having them with yours, then where's the distinction between your product and theirs? There isn't one. In other words, they are seeing your product as being essentially the same. And if it's the same, there's no reason to buy. You want to focus on the features and benefits that distinguish your product from whatever they're currently using or doing. And here's something else. A lot of the features and benefits that you're going to mention to them, they're just table stakes. They expect the product to have that. So if you're talking about things that are already expected, again, it's another check mark, or more than one actually, in the negative column. In other words, these are things that people would normally expect for your product. Let me give you an example. Let's take something, a consumer product that you have bought or will buy or have thought about buying, such as a car. Cars are such great sales examples because it's a major decision for you as a consumer. They cost a lot of money, has to last for a period of time. You have to be able to depend upon it. So buying a car is an important decision. So car salespeople, oftentimes, if you go from one dealer to another dealer, they're saying the same things. And a lot of these things are what I call table stakes. In other words, you need to have these just to be in the game. They're not really things that distinguish one car from another, but you just have to have them. For example, if a salesperson says, well, you know, this particular car, it's got a 12,000, 50,000 mile warranty. In other words, 12,000 on everything, but we warranty the motor and transmission for 50,000 miles. So you as a customer, if you visited other car dealerships, you're going, so what? Everybody else has that too. In fact, let's say you went to a Hyundai dealership. Now, I'm not saying that a Hyundai is a great car and not a great car, but one distinguishing feature here is I believe Hyundais have a 100,000-mile warranty on the powertrain, on the engine and transmission. So if a customer says to you, well, we have a 50,000-mile, 12,000-mile warranty, and you just came from the Hyundai dealership, you're thinking, wow, that sucks. Their warranty isn't as good as it is with the Hyundai. So when you're throwing features and benefits out there, you have to know how it's going to be perceived by the customer. For example, what a intelligent, what a skilled car salesperson would say, how long do you normally keep a car for? If the answer is less than 50,000 miles, then the warranty, the 50,000-mile warranty is going to be adequate. If it's more than that, and the person is looking at cars that have a 100,000-mile warranty, then this car is not going to look so good. Somebody might say, well, you know, this car, it's a wonderful car. It's got the big warranty. It also has an 8-speed transmission. Now, what if you've never had an 8-speed transmission before? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Some people may say, if they're savvy and they understand cars, they may say, well, an 8-speed transmission. That means that each of the automatic shifts will occur with a smaller change in the revs of the engine. In other words, it will be smoother shifting. You won't even notice it. But someone who's not familiar with that, they might say, 8-speed transmission, that's got to be complicated. That could break. That could fail. So again, you want to find out how the customer feels about it, if they're knowledgeable, and if they have an understanding of what the benefit of this would be ahead of time. Don't just throw the benefits out there. What about if a car salesman says, well, this car, it comes with all-weather radials. Really? Don't all cars come with all-weather radials, come with tires? So knowing what the customer is buying, ABS brakes. I haven't even looked at a car, I can't remember, in decades that didn't have ABS brakes. Now, probably not all of them have it. That's an anti-lock braking system. They probably don't all have it, but all the cars I've looked at have it. So if you're throwing that out as a benefit, then understand where the buyer's thinking is in the overall scheme of things. Okay, so let's put this into perspective with a healthcare example, because you're probably not selling cars. If you were selling cars, you probably wouldn't be watching my videos or podcasts. Maybe you would. If you were smart, you probably would, because if you were watching this podcast to learn how to sell things to the most difficult decision makers, which are oftentimes healthcare professionals, it'll make it a lot easier for you to sell a car. So for those of you who are here, if you ever want to go and sell something else, you will be better suited to do that. Okay, let's give you a healthcare example. Years ago, in orthopedics, salespeople started selling a procedure that was called minimal incision surgery. And the benefits to the patient are tremendous. You have a smaller incision, less pain, you heal faster. Wonderful thing. In fact, it's a great approach. Companies developed instrument technology that enabled surgeons to do this. So every sales rep went out and started touting the benefits of minimal incision surgery. But some surgeons consider this approach to be minimal intelligence surgery. In other words, they're thinking, minimal incision? Why would you want to make a smaller incision? These are surgeons who trained in the traditional mindset that exposure in surgery is everything. In fact, the three most important parts of a surgical procedure are exposure, exposure, exposure. I heard so many surgeons say this that when someone's coming in and talking about the benefits of minimal incision surgery, you have to find out first, how does this particular surgeon feel about exposure? And are they familiar with how you can have adequate exposure using new instrumentation with minimal incision surgery that still satisfies the need for exposure, exposure, exposure? But a lot of reps didn't approach it that way. They just went in and started talking about minimal incision surgery, which runs contrary to what a surgeon would want to hear. So it becomes a conceptual sale first. It's very important to talk about, first of all, what is the customer's understanding of minimal incision surgery? What are their concerns about it? And then talking about how you can create, what features and benefits create the ability to do this in a in a competent manner. A very, very different way of approaching it than just rattling off features and benefits. So, number one, recognize that some of your features and benefits that you're talking about are going to be table stakes. And if they are, it's working against you. Number two, recognize that many, if not a majority of the features and benefits you're talking about, that customer already has with his existing product or her existing product. And if so, then it's not going to be a benefit. In fact, it could work against you because it's just saying that I have a Me Too product. It's the same. And the last thing, know which features and benefits your customer buys into is important to them, is something they want to have before you start positioning features and benefits. This is what it means to be skilled in the art of positioning in medical sales. It is everything because customers don't buy all the features and benefits. This video and podcast was brought to you by Medical Sales Academy. And after 37 years in healthcare sales, I got to tell you something. I have learned two types of people, two types of medical sales representatives. One, the kind who will access and leverage every technology, every course, every training that can give them a competitive advantage when they're in the field, when they're competing. And the other type of representative, which is those who accept the status quo. They're complacent and they're not going to spend a dime of their own money. They're not going to do anything outside what the company pays for or provides for them. If you're in the first category, in other words, the kind who doesn't want to accept the status quo, and you want to do everything you can that could give you a competitive edge, and why wouldn't you? When you do that, you're going to sell more and you're going to earn more. You're going to earn a lot more. Imagine what it would be like to approach doctors and other healthcare professionals in ways that automatically make them curious, that make them want to know more about your product, that makes them focus. Imagine if you knew how to stay in control during a sales conversation with these customers and you were able to close business more consistently. That's what we teach at Medical Sales Academy. And I invite you to find out more by visiting medicalsalesacademy.com, medicalsalesacademy.com. It's right here. I want to thank you for spending some time with me today on the Medical Sales Academy and the Medical Sales Channel video. Please tell your friends about it. In fact, if you like what you heard, please like us on YouTube or like us in iTunes. And if you disagree or you have a different perception of what I just talked about, give me your thoughts. Let's open up a discussion. You could be right, or maybe if we put our heads together, we could come up with something better. So let's start a conversation. And most importantly, I want to invite you to go out and make a difference, to get out there and get in front of your customers and make a difference with the skills you have and the products you have and the services you offer to your customers so that they can take those products and services and use it to help their patients. Because as you know, in my opinion, and what I try to share with this industry, nothing is more important than the patient. Everything you do is about the patient. Keep that in your head. Make the customer feel that when you're in front of them. Watch what happens. It'll be good stuff. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube, this is Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.